Would you stand with us this morning? We are excited to be here this morning. Amen. We are excited that we walk through those doors this morning and that we are here for the sole purpose of praising Jesus this morning. We thank you, Lord. Let's just give him a clap offering right now. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We just praise you, God, for who you are. Father, we just want to worship you this morning, God. We thank you for your new mercies every morning. We thank you that we are here and we are ready to raise a hallelujah, God. We are ready to raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. Say that with me. Louder than the unbelief. We're going to raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. Father, we see what no others see this morning, God. Father, we know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you sit at the throne, God. You will not fall off on your throne, Jesus. No matter what happens, Lord, we know that you are the King of Kings. You are the miracle worker, God. You are the way maker. We thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. In the presence of my enemies. Come on, sing it out. I raise a hallelujah. Louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. Melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
Jesus!
Jesus
roar up from the ashes.
Hallelujah, God. We praise you this morning, God. God is in control. Amen. When we were practicing this morning and when I was thinking about these songs and practicing myself this week, I thought, God is so awesome in how He orchestrates things and how He puts things together. And I'm so appreciative that our pastors are in tune with what God has for this church and for the people. I'm so thankful that God puts things in my mind. And the songs that we're singing this morning is just so fitting for what we're all dealing with and what the world is going through this morning. Amen. We're going to stand in His love. Amen.
sometimes in life we need more than at other times. You ever notice that? Sometimes things seem to be going along well and things are just flowing and there's really not a lot of resistance and difficulty. And then sometimes it seems like there's this uproar in the natural that's generally rooted in the spiritual. It's like the waves on the ocean. It wasn't the waves that were the problem. It was the wind. It was the spirit, if you will, pushing and driving against the disciples. But it was Jesus that came along and he said, "Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid?" Amen. So we worship a God of miracles. Amen, amen, church? We worship a God of miracles. Miracles are unexplained. They're often and generally are unexpected. But we worship a God of miracles. And God, right now, we are just trusting for a miracle in this process, for this nation, especially right now, that a peace that passes understanding would begin to pervade you, God. We speak against battles. We speak against strife. And God, we're asking you that righteousness will prevail, that life will prevail, that law will prevail, that the American way of life will prevail, because that which honors God's law is what you want to prevail. So God, you are a God of miracles. We trust you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Sing with us.
You're the God of miracles. great day to be alive. This is our time. It's our time. Now the Bible says to live is Christ, to die is gain. And what that cost us as the people of God to be able to say that, to live is Christ, to die is gain. There's a price that comes to be able to say that. It cost you something to walk in obedience with the Lord, amen? It cost you something. But when you're willing to pay the price to obey the one and only living God, you can say in times like this, it's a great time to be alive. Amen. Because when you know when the God of the universe is backing you, when you know the God of the universe has given you His Word, and when you're standing on His Word, you know that the Creator of heaven and earth is behind it. He is behind you as a child of God. The Lord reminded me of these words as soon as I find them. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save in the name of Jesus. Come on. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now all Judah, with their little ones, their wives, and their children, stood before the Lord. And he said, listen, all of you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat. And he said, listen, all of you in the United States of America. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem, who is with you, the United States of America. Come on! Hallelujah! And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud on high. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. God, we just stand. We stand worshiping and shouting praises unto the Most High God. Lord, you have called us to engage in this battle for months, and actually many years before this even came about. You have called your intercessors into combat and have prepared the way to take down the swamp, to take down the deep state in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And truly, this shall be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And Lord, we just give a shout unto you, God. We just give a shout unto you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We shout the victory over this nation. We shout the victory over this nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, it's like the long arm of the law. You cannot escape the arm of the Lord. You cannot escape the righteousness and justice of an almighty God. For months and months, we've been declaring a spirit of justice over this nation and the seven fires of God burning over this nation, the seven eyes of God. And Lord, I know that this current president stands for you. He stands for liberty. He stands for life. Come on. If it wasn't enough that babies inside the womb could be aborted, now what's come up against this president is children to be aborted outside the womb. Every believer in this nation should be taking a stand against abortion, period. If that's not enough, church, if that's not enough, what's it going to take? What's it going to take for us to stand and speak the truth? Hallelujah. When you stand up for what is right, you can never be wrong. When you stand up for what is right, you can never be wrong. And are you willing, church, to stand up and say it in the face of naysayers, in the face of saying, oh, it's over? Do you feel the weight when you hear that? Do you feel the weight when they say certain things? Because you know, because the Spirit of God is grieving in your heart. And it's then when you need to say, not on my watch, not on my watch in the name of Jesus. Because the Word of God says when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will raise up a standard against him. And that's what we need to be declaring. So I just want to encourage you before the Word goes forth this morning, I want to encourage you to continue to stand. To continue to stand and proclaim the Word. If you've been getting woken up in the middle of the night, God is calling you to pray. I just feel like somebody in here needs to know that, because I know that a couple of you are. I know I'm getting woken up. Get up. When you're up, get up and pray. Get up and praise God. Get up and declare His goodness. Get up and declare the victory. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. This is not going to be fought hand to hand. This is going to be fought in the heavenly places. And I've said this before, war is upon you. Whether you're ready or not, war is upon you. And I say again, it's a great day to be alive. This is what we were born for. Come on. Can we just do raise a hallelujah again before we go into the Word? I know right now that worship is the key. Amen. This battle belongs to God.
That's right.
And we need to worship Him, and He becomes the God that He says He is. And we put our trust in Him. We believe in Him. And we don't believe what we're hearing. There is no way on God's green earth that He would want us to lay down and give up right now.
Right.
Come on. Let's worship. Hallelujah. Come on, come out of those seats.
Thank you.